Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, this summer, the House of Representatives Policy Committee, both the Republican and Democrats, are looking at a really important issue across the state, and that has to do with drug addiction, especially to opioid drugs. What's going on here?
Well, our policy committees are meeting together across the state in all regions of the state to discuss this epidemic and gathering very important testimony from a wide variety of individuals and groups to formulate a strategy and state policy for when the legislature reconvenes in September. It's the intention of Governor Wolf to call for a special session dealing with the opioid issue. And the information that's gathered by the policy committees over the summer will contribute to that greatly.
Also, the House Judiciary Committee met recently to discuss some technology that may become much more common, and that's police body cameras. What's going on here?
Well, the Judiciary Committee this week met in La Trobe to learn more about police body cameras, discuss current practices, and any possible changes regarding the use of body cameras by law enforcement in our state. Testimony was received regarding the benefits and any potential drawbacks of body cameras by police chiefs, district attorneys. They had a civil rights advocate, a law school professor, and representatives from the media and police organizations. The use of body cameras is on the rise due to press coverage of some controversial police incidents across the nation. These are important devices that I think are very helpful for documenting exactly what's going on in a number of different incidences to protect the officers and also people involved in certain incidents. So this is very valuable information that's being collected by the House Judiciary Committee.
Also, you're the chairman of the Ag Committee, and you'll be meeting at the Ag Progress Days, always a really big event for the industry in Pennsylvania. What are you going to be talking about?
Well, the House and Senate Agriculture and Rural Affairs Committees are meeting together in State College next week for a joint informational meeting to examine a variety of issues impacting the state's dairy industry. This is going to be held at the Penn State Ag Progress Days site. The members of the committees will hear from Agriculture Secretary Russell Redding, representatives from the Pennsylvania Farm Bureau and Penn Ag Industries, as well as a Penn State business professor and people working in the dairy industry. The meeting will be held at 10 a.m. on Wednesday, August 17th at the Russell Larson Ag Research Center, just outside State College. Ag Progress Days is a huge event that's designed to highlight the latest trends, research, and technology in agriculture. The event attracts more than 45,000 attendees with over 500 exhibitors from 34 states and Canada. So it's a huge event, and it's certainly well worth the travel. There's no admission fee, and parking is free.
Also, some new legislation just went into effect in the past week, and that'll be good news for Pennsylvania consumers who are interested in wine. What's going on here?
Well, changes to our liquor laws take effect to give consumers greater choices when they purchase beer, wine, and spirits in Pennsylvania. The new law is considered the first step to privatizing our state's liquor system. The new law allows grocery stores with restaurant licenses to apply for permits to sell up to 4 bottles of wine. Consumers would be able to ship wine directly to their homes and purchase wine to go from restaurants and hotels. Approved grocery stores may have wine on their shelves as early as October. So having additional consumer convenience is something that I think is very important, and I'm glad that now this law is finally taking effect.
And as we come up on the fall hunting season, there are some important training classes that are available, especially for young people who are just starting to get involved with hunting. What's going on here?
Well, it's that time of year where first-time hunters need to be thinking about participating in a hunter-trapper education class to be able to hunt this fall. The Pennsylvania Game Commission is hosting a series of upcoming training classes. The tentative list right now includes a training class at the Keating Sportsman's Club in Smethport on August 23rd and 24th. On September 10th, they'll hold a class at the Brooklyn Club in Ulysses. On September 12th and 19th, they'll host a class at the Cane Fish and Game Sportsman's Club. On September 17th, at the Bradford Gun Club. And then on November 19th at the Pennsylvania Lumber Museum. As I said, that's a tentative list, and more classes can be added, but certainly would encourage folks to go to the Game Commission's website to sign up for one of those classes.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Martin Causer.